Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today, coming to you from Palace Station on the Las Vegas Strip. George Harris joins us. He's the chairman of Nevadans for Sound Government and the publisher of Liberty Watch magazine for the whole show, all new Nevada Newsmakers.
40 years ago, Hotel California and the theme from Rocky were number one on the pop charts, and D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal started on the road to becoming Nevada's leading roofing company.
I couldn't be more proud of what we've achieved.
And over these 40 years, we've become an employee-owned company. So when you're talking to any employee, you're talking to an owner.
And here's to the next 40 years.
Happy 40th birthday, D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
ProGroup Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. ProGroup Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. ProGroup Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
My name is Reed. NV Energy and the PUC sabotaged rooftop solar. They put me out of business. I had to cancel 250 projects and lay off 40 employees. And now, NV Energy wants to kill energy choice. They want to put profits above clean energy in the 34,000 jobs it will bring.
After the way NV Energy treated us, sorry, you left us no choice.
Competition means more clean energy jobs. Break up with NV Energy's monopoly by voting yes on question 3.
Sorry, NV Energy. It's over.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers here at Palace Station in Las Vegas, we're joined by George Harris, the chairman of Nevadans for Sound Government. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Sam, thank you for having me, and welcome to my town.
Well, thank you. It's my town, too.
My kind of town, Las Vegas.
So, yes. I'm going to throw out races. You talk about them, okay? Let's start with Adam Laxalt, Steve Sisolak.
Well, you know, word on the street is Sisolak's got a dossier that's going to be devastating. We'll see. I happen to like Adam Laxalt. I think he's a nice guy. But, you know, he tied his wagon to tax hike Mike Roberson, who is just a big, fat zero. A totally horrible human being, and he's got a good way of selling nonsense.
So you are not endorsing him for lieutenant governor?
I wouldn't endorse Mike Roberson for dog catcher. It'd be an affront to dogs.
So therefore, you are throwing your support to Kate Marshall, or you're neutral?
I think Kate Marshall's one. She's got an advantage because whenever there's a male and a female in today's marketplace, the female ends up with like a 12 to 14% advantage before one vote's cast. The D's are very strong in Nevada. Nowhere else, but in Nevada, they outnumber the Republicans by an astronomical number, and they're going to do very well in the midterms.
People have been talking for a long time about a blue wave, and I talked to a leading Democrat, and this Democrat said, blue wave? I don't think there's going to be a blue wave.
There's not going to be a blue wave nationally. There won't be any, but in Nevada there'll be a blue wave. Nevada's done. The all the seats are gerrymandered. It's done. Before Sam, there has not been an election yet. Before one vote is cast in November, the Democrats already have control of the state assembly. It looks like they're going to end up with a veto-proof majority. It also looks like they're going to end up keeping control of the Senate and end up with a veto-proof majority in the Senate.
You believe that?
That's what it looks like right now. Unless something changes, unless the state chairman, Michael McDonald, goes out and overnight registers 145,000 Republicans, I think it's pretty much game over.
All right, so would you rather see Adam Laxalt in the governor's chair
As a counter, but it doesn't even matter if there's a veto-proof majority.
I don't look. That's a very tough race. I don't know. Let's take my person. Let's take the fact that I like Adam off the table, and let's talk about what's the reality of what could happen. There's a lot of nuances in that race. You know, you've got Ryan Bundy, who was a political prisoner of the United States of America. That man spent 2 years in jail without being charged with anything. So what happened to, you know, right to a speedy trial? He's got Tucker Carlson and he's got, Sean Hannity's cell phone number on speed dial. When it comes time, they're going to have him on every night and he's going to talk about what happened. He's going to suck a lot of votes away from Adam because he's a rancher. There's a lot of ranchers all over the state. The rural people love the Bundys. They feel that the Bundys were wrong.
But they also loved Adam Laxalt the last time around.
Of course. But I'm telling you, like I said, take the personal stuff out and look at this just from strictly business. From strictly business, you know, you got Sislak who is a well-liked Democrat and who, you know, was the Mayor Giuliani of the Route 91 massacre. I mean, when that took place, he stood up and really showed leadership and really worked with the sheriff and put together a fund. I don't think anybody can call the governor's race.
Let me ask you this. The battle between Steve Sislak and Christian Kiliani was about as vicious as it gets.
And he won handedly.
But do you think that the Democrats who supported Chris G are going to not vote for Steve Sislak?
No, they're all going to go out and they're all going to vote for Steve Sislak. Let me tell you something that's the D's.
She have to work for him?
She doesn't have to work. She doesn't have to do anything. Let me tell you something about the D's that the D's are phenomenally good at. Democrats are really good at. Democrats will support their people no matter what. They'll support them if there's an allegation against them over a Republican. They're much better than that. They're much better running because they're very organized. And they have a lot of things organizing. They have labor organizing them. They have you know, quiet back, very wealthy people organizing them. So that Sislak is right now, he's the thoroughbred horse in the race.
Do you not see, though, that there is a schism? We've talked about the schism in the Republican Party for so long, but there is perhaps even a larger schism in the Democratic Party.
No, there's a much larger
Bernie Sanders camp versus the Hillary Clinton
There's
camp.
A much larger schism in the Democrat nationally. We're talking about the state of Nevada. The state of Nevada has always been different than everybody, as you know. That's why they call us the swinger. We're the swing state in most all the elections. And we shouldn't be a swing state. We really shouldn't be. We don't have that. You know, look, arguably we have 4 million people, right? In the entire state.
No, 3 million.
No, 4 million. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 4 million.
2 million in Clark County.
Sam, 4 million. Take my word, Sam.
No, eventually.
There's arguably 4 million people. Don't embarrass yourself on TV. People are looking at you now. You know, it's 4 million. That's okay.
I took Jimmy Carter on in this program and won.
Well, so I'm not Jimmy Carter.
3 million is the state.
Okay, well.
But anyway, let's move on.
Let's move on. So you don't embarrass yourself. Oh, my God.
Okay, but basically, here's how it lays out. And you tell me if I'm wrong, of course. Clark County, Democratic, mm-hmm. Rules, Republican, mm-hmm. Washoe County, the purple area, the swing state.
I don't know that that's the case this time. I mean, listen, Washoe County is every single election cycle goes more and more and more and more and more to the blue side.
We shall see. Let's take a break. More with George Harris when we come back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia. Yeah.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things. Like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with George Harris. He is the chairman of Nevadans for Sound Government.
Publisher of Liberty Watch Magazine.
And publisher of Liberty Watch Magazine, my favorite magazine.
Great magazine.
To say the least. Jackie Rosen, Dean Heller. How does it
Jackie
look so far?
Jackie Rosen, did you see that commercial that Jackie Rosen put out with Dean Heller's being spineless? And the president of the United States going, this is a guy we're always worried about? I think Dino is, again, as I told you, nationally, the R's are going to win happily. In Nevada, she's probably going to win. She's got a 12 to 14% advantage before one vote is cast. He's doing a terrible job. His campaign is a nightmare. It's an absolute nightmare. And Dean has a problem with telling you one thing on this side of the mouth and doing another thing on the other side of the mouth.
At the same time, Jackie Rosen's resume is in doubt. Her business license story.
You mean because a business license is in default or something?
No, she didn't have one.
Oh, she didn't have one? You know that's not, you know people don't care about that, right? People care about one thing, Sam. What are you going to do to help my family and my pocketbook? That's all they care about, okay? I don't know if she fudged her, First of all, Sam, everyone, Terry Lanny, who was one of the most successful gamers in U.S. history.
Head of MGM.
Head of MGM Grand lied about his degree, okay?
But he wasn't running for office.
But that doesn't matter. But the fact of the matter is, everybody does it. And the other fact is that she's worth a boatload of money. So, you know, she's a self-made woman. She's very phenomenally wealthy. So I don't know. I think people care about, hey, what are you going to do for my family?
Okay, but
how are you going to make our community better?
If your premise is correct, and you're George
Harris, which it is,
then the economy in Nevada is booming. Does Dean Heller not get a bounce out of that in the same way that Donald Trump is going to get a bounce out of the fact that the nation's economy is
booming? Why would Dean Heller get a bounce out of the economy booming?
He's
not done anything to help the economy in Nevada. Unless someone called and said, hey, we're taking a photo op because we created a job. Why don't you come do this? How about giving credit where credit's due to the businessmen and women of the state that create the jobs?
He has a business on his ranch in Smith Valley that he does have a business license for now.
Oh, he didn't have, so you're telling me he didn't have a business license either.
Apparently need to for selling the alfalfa.
See how embarrassing this is? We are sitting here having discussion on nonsense. People are talking about people's business
license. But isn't that what campaigns are all about? Campaigns are not about governing. Campaigns are about 30-second sound bites. You talked about skinny Dean Heller, or a spineless Dean Heller.
Right.
And that's a 30-second commercial.
Did you just call Dean Heller spineless?
I did not.
No, right here on Sam Shad, so Dean Heller, apparently you're spineless.
That is the name of the commercial.
Look, on a personal level, I think Dean is a wonderful guy. As a representative, I think Dean threw in the flag a long time ago, and I think it's all about power with Dean, and I think it's all about ego. And I don't care.
He has become a Trump supporter.
He's not a Trump supporter, and he's not. He's a Trump supporter because it's convenient for him to be a Trump supporter. Because he, like every other politician, does not want to lose their power. They are so entranced with their own power and their own nonsense, and he would say anything to get, you know, as Donald Trump said in the clip, this is a guy we always worry about. Do you know why? Because we always worry about him.
All right, so you're prepared to throw the Senate into Democratic hands
if Dean Heller is gone.
Sam, are you?
We're getting.
Are you having an aneurysm? I said Dean Heller can lose the state of Nevada, and we're still going to control the Senate. And in fact, we're still going to take two more seats in the Senate. Okay.
Which two seats?
Back east. I'm not telling you. If I tell you, you tell all your friends, then everybody knows, and then I don't look like a genius when on election night. So, go ahead.
So are we going to see Judge Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court
before the
end of the year?
Absolutely.
The Democrats have finally figured out some delaying tactics, which I was trying to figure out why they had not figured this out, because they do have parliamentarians, and they also do have access to Senator Reid, who in himself is a brilliant parliamentarian.
Okay, Senator Reid is, first of all, quit saying Senator Reid is retired.
No, he's not.
Can't find his own Easter eggs,
He's sitting
down there in Searchlight.
Jackie Rosen, Susie Lee, Catherine Cortez Masto all owe their careers to Senator Reid. There was no two ways about that.
Okay.
And Ruben Kiwan would, too, if he hadn't thrown it away.
Oh, he threw it away.
You don't think so?
I didn't think he threw it away. I think he pitched it right out the window and then dove in right after
Okay,
it.
But don't
And
think,
hit the stupid tree but, and every branch on the way down.
But don't think for one second that United States former Senator Harry Reid is not totally involved in everything that goes on politically in the Silver State and Nevada's representation in D.C.
Okay, well, you schooled me on that, because I don't know. I'm not with him every day.
He has offices at La Bellagio.
Oh, that's nice.
Let's take a break. More with my friend George Harris. We do love each other when we come back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features, and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with George Harris. He is the chairman of Nevadans for Sound Government and the publisher of the fabulous Liberty Watch magazine. Explain to me, because you have a lot of fans out in Nevada Newsmakers land who are used to you being a libertarian, a conservative, and here you are.
And that's what I am. I'm a Republican, libertarian, and conservative.
Bashing a lot of Republicans and sounding more like you're, you know, in favor of the Democrats.
Name a Republican I've bashed.
I think we could just go back over the tapes.
Tapes? Michael Roberson is no more a Republican than the man in the moon. He pushed through the largest tax increase in Nevada state history.
The commerce tax?
The Republicans controlled not only the Senate, not only the Assembly, but the governor's mansion. And what did we do? We passed the largest tax increase in the state of Nevada. What did Marilyn Kirkpatrick do? A wonderfully nice lady, liberal Democrat. She goes, I've been up here trying to raise these taxes for 25 years. If I would have known it took the Republican majority to do it, I would have became a Republican. So, yes, I'm angry because These guys are fronting themselves as Republicans. They've never been Republicans. Dean Heller's no more Republican than the man in the moon. And sometimes you got to take the chlorine out and put like 20 gallons in the pool to clean the gene pool.
All right, let's move on to question three.
Uh-huh.
Where do you sit on that?
Question three. I am the most open guy in the world to say, hey, buddy, we need to have choice. We need to have openness. We need to have all this. But question three is just two rich guys fighting with each other, one. And question three is more about...
Three
rich guys. But question three is more about Enron. It's more about something that can devastate the economy. So, one, I don't like stuff getting put into the Constitution. You know that. You and I have had this discussion
about
the Constitution.
And I agree with you on that. But hang on. Doesn't the PUC have a major role here? It's not like we're suddenly going to be the Wild Wild West.
I can resolve the PUC thing. You know how the Democrats want to get rid of ICE? I say get rid of the PUC. Okay? They are...
Well, then you are opening yourself
up. No, you're not opening... What you're opening yourself for is you're opening yourself for finding... intellectual, intelligent ways to resolve issues. You don't put this kind of stuff into the Constitution. It's nonsense. And you don't say, okay, because three rich guys want to fight, we're gonna let another guy who's really smart, who's like the Enron guy, come and manipulate power, and then everybody is going to be paying more and more. The PUC is like the taxi cab authority. Why do we have either one of them?
Okay, so let me ask you this. We've seen with Uber and Lyft, mm-hmm. how new technology comes in mm-hmm. with a lot of money
right.
and buys up all the lobbyists mm-hmm. and takes over.
Right.
And do you not think, and obviously Uber and Lyft have been very successful. They're killing the taxi cab industry
right.
in Nevada because they have not been able to respond for the most part. I think Northern Nevada is maybe doing a little bit better in that
because,
area than Southern Nevada. But industries are going to change because of the technology.
Of course, industries are going to...
Do you not see that the same thing is going to happen with generation of power?
Well, first of all, it's going to change because of technology. But go back to the taxi cab guy. The taxi cab guys, I admit, were asleep at the wheel, okay? But to allow Uber and Lyft to come in and have the same exact model that the taxi cab guys have and not charge them if you're going to charge them the same fees, it's unconscionable. And in fact, I think if the taxi cab drivers really put their brains to work and hired some good lawyers, they could go sue the state over takings of property because every one of those medallions is a property, and the state has just basically taken that property from them. It's disgusting. But those guys, yeah, were they asleep at the wheel? Yeah. Dudes, does everybody have to open their minds up to technology? You better believe it, because technology is going to run you over. Okay, but that doesn't mean if you technology comes that you can turn around and destroy another guy's business.
But that's life. I mean, if you run restaurants,
if somebody comes in
with a better idea, a better product, which would be unbelievably
have a problem with that. But guess what? You're talking about how the taxi cab authority and the government is regulating the taxi cab industry. Now they let another group come in with their same idea, their same model, because they put something on an app, and they don't have to be regulated, they don't have to have licenses, they don't have to have background checks. It's nonsense.
The taxi cab industry did not do anything to help itself.
I said they were asleep at the wheel. I'm not defending that.
Bad attitude.
Oh my God! I'm not defending that.
You know, not picking up people
right.
beyond
right. But that
the
doesn't mean that
the
government, the
airport,
who regulates you and requires you to buy medallions and requires you to have all these things, comes in and says, "You two guys, Uber and Lyft, have the same exact model they have. You don't have
but
to do anything
but
they're
they
doing.
Don't have the
it's
exact
the same exact model,
it
Sam.
Isn't.
Sam, they're driving. Sam, if they're if driving. They're picking people up. They're charging people, and they're delivering them to a place. It's a simple business model." Let's go to something. You're wrong on this. Like, you're wrong on how many people live in Nevada. And it's sad because I like you, and you're embarrassing yourself in front of all your fans.
You know something? I think that this is a beautiful conversation, and I'm thoroughly enjoying it. Donald Trump, next go around, is he going to be running against Elizabeth Warren?
No.
Or Joe Biden?
Neither. The old dinosaurs. It's going to be someone new, someone young, and they're going to get wiped out. It'll be some young person, and the party, the far left side of the party is going to rally around this person. Might be that 26-year-old young lady.
But everybody wants something for nothing, and right now the Democrats are offering something for nothing.
Right.
Free education, free health care, free university.
And you know what? I found out a long time ago that model doesn't work. Just never works. You can't get...
But people believe it. People buy into it.
No, people just, everybody, look, the fact of the matter is we're Americans. We're America. We're the best. Let me tell you something. When people whine to me about this country, I said, you know what? I've been all over the world in the military. You go live in another country because democracy might not be that great, but it's the best form of government on the planet. I can tell you that right now.
Well, on that, I certainly don't disagree with you. Interesting days ahead. This election cycle in 2020 are going to be very defining.
What is today? Today is the 23rd of July, 2018. Again, mark my words, in the state of Nevada, the D's are going to do swimmingly. In the nation, all over the nation, they're going to get wiped out.
And that's where we have to leave it. George Harris, always a pleasure, my friend.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it, buddy.
Love it. And we'll be right back from Palace Station.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Our thanks to the staff and management of Palace Station for letting us tape our shows here. We'll see you on the next broadcast.